How to Become Rich and Retire Young. Let me tell a story that will encourage any of you who may be doubtful or in need of some self-confidence to begin the journey to retiring young. When Kim and I started, we were nearly out of money, low on confidence, and filled with doubt. We all have doubts. The difference is what we do with those doubts. In December of 1984, Kim, my best friend Larry Clark, and I were skiing in Vancouver, British Columbia, on Whistler Mountain. At night, the three of us sat in a little cabin around the fire, discussing our plans for the future. We had very high hopes, but very little resources. Kim and I were on our last few dollars, and Larry was in the process of building another business. Our discussions ran late into the night, every night. We discussed books we'd recently read, as well as movies we had seen. We listened to educational audio tapes we had brought along, and then discussed the lessons on those tapes in depth. On New Year's Day, we did what we do every year. We set our goals for the coming year. But this year, our goal-setting session was different. Larry wanted to do more than just set goals for the coming year. He said, "Why don't we write a plan on how we can all become financially free?" I listened to his words, but I could not fit what he said into my reality. I had talked about it, dreamed about it, and knew that someday I would do it. But the idea of being financially free was always an idea in the future, not today. "We've talked about it many times," Larry said. "I think it is time to stop talking, stop dreaming, and start committing. Let's write it down. Once we write it down, you know we have to do it. Once we write it down, we'll support each other on this journey." "But we don't have much money," I said, looking over at Kim, whose face reflected my concerns. "You know we're starting over again. How can we retire early if we don't have any money?" I protested. "I didn't say we were going to retire in a year," said Larry. "All I am saying is let's plan on retiring now. Let's write down the goal, create a plan, and then focus on the idea." As Larry spoke, I was reminded of my rich dad saying, "The biggest challenge you have is to challenge your own self-doubt and your laziness. There is no one in your way except you and your doubts about you. If you will take on your self-doubt and your laziness, you will find the door to your freedom." Rich Dad had had this talk with me just before I left Hawaii to come on this trip. Now, just a month after my talk with Rich Dad, I find myself feeling weak, vulnerable, and insecure, listening to my best friend telling me the same things. I knew it was time to grow up or give up and go home. As I tuned back into Larry, I said, "Okay, let's do it. Let's set the goal to be financially free." That was New Year's Day, 1985. In 1994, Kim and I were free. Larry went on to build his company, which became one of Inc. magazine's fastest-growing companies of the year in 1996. Larry retired in 1998 at the age of 46 after selling his company. Whenever I tell this story, the question I'm asked is, "How did you do it?" I then say, "It's not about how. It's about why Kim and I did it. Without the why, the how would have been impossible." All I will say is that from 1985 to 1994, Kim, Larry, and I focused on Rich Dad's three paths to great wealth, which are: first, increasing business skills; second, increasing money management skills; and finally, increasing investment skills. Rich Dad said, "The reason most people do not do what they can do is because they do not have a strong enough why. Instead of looking inside themselves to find their own why they want to become rich, most people look for the easy road. And the problem with the easy road is that it usually ends in a dead end." Why I decided to retire early. That New Year's Eve, sitting around the fire with Kim and Larry, I got sick and tired of my old self and decided it was time for a big change. I was fed up with being broke and always struggling for money. I was also tired of being average. All throughout school, teachers said, "Robert is a bright boy, but he just does not apply himself." That night, sitting on the mountain, I got sick and tired of being average. It was time for me to stop being average. When I was 8 years old, I came home and found my mom crying at the kitchen table. She was crying because we were buried under a mountain of bills. My dad was doing the best he could to earn more money, but as a school teacher, he wasn't doing so well financially. All he would say was, "Don't worry, I'll handle it." But he didn't. I remember deciding at the age of 8 to find the answers that could help my mom. That night, sitting on the mountain, I realized that I had found the answers I had searched for since the age of 8. It was now time to take those answers and turn them into reality. But the most painful why of all was the reality that I now had a beautiful young woman in my life, Kim. I had met my soulmate, and she was in this financial mess because she loved me. That night on the mountain, I realized that I was doing to Kim what my dad had done to my mom. At that moment, I found my real why. I found out, as my rich dad did, that I cannot tell anyone how to get rich. Find your why, and then you will find your how. As the old saying goes, where there is a will, there is a way. For me, I would say finding my will made finding my way possible. I learned years ago that passion is a combination of love and hate. Unless someone has a passion for something, it is difficult to accomplish anything. Rich Dad used to say, if you want something, be passionate. Passion gives energy to your life. If you want something you do not have, find out why you love what you want and why you hate not having what you want. When you combine those two thoughts, you will find the energy to get off your seat and go get anything you want. So you may want to start with a list comparing loves and hates. For example, I love being rich, being free, buying anything I want, and I hate being poor, being required to work, not having what I want, or always settling for cheap things. Then write down your whys. Write down your dreams, goals, and plans on becoming financially free and retiring as young as possible. Take a look at this paper on a regular basis. Talk about it often. Ask for support. Be willing to continually learn, and before you know it, things will begin to happen.